Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide radio show. The show's outrageous and it's contagious. It will lift your spirits high, you'll feel that you can fly. Transform your attitude, fill it with gratitude. Cut loose and improvise, it's coaching time today. Joyce is a great coach with an extraordinary approach. Fast on the upbeat, top of the heap. A wild motivator, great stimulator. Unstoppable in a humoristic way. Life lessons with passion, joyfully today. You want Joyce as your coach if you want this to be your best year ever.
Coach Joyce here. I want this to be your best year ever. I want this to be my best year ever. I want this to be the best year ever for Beverly Nadler, Dr. Denise Nadler, their friends and family, and all our friends and family worldwide, including our loyal listeners. We love you.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends. We are broadcasting live across America and around the world. This is the Hour to Empower, with stimulating talk, views you can use, memorable quotes, and powerful life lessons. We always have hot guests and cool topics. We even have cool guests and hot topics. You always want to tune us on, tune in, and tune up with us to hear the best of the best. You do not want to miss any of our shows. Each show goes into our archives. Log into Joyce Barry and Friends.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, and you will see each guest and each topic on our homepage. You can play and download any of our shows, always informative, inspiring, and motivational. You want to share these special shows with your friends, family, and contacts. You can follow us on Facebook and become a Joyce Barry subscriber and even a fan by going to our Joyce Barry and Friends fan page. Be sure to check like. You can follow us on Twitter. You can follow us by going to our Blog Talk Radio homepage and clicking follow right below my picture. You can also message me in any of these venues about our show, about our guests, about anything. My official website is joycebarry.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E. The chat room is open. Log into the chat room, have fun, and chat away. I go back and forth into the chat room during the show to see what is going on in there. Motivation, inspiration, and an education. Positive, happy thoughts to improve your life, health, and finances. Take positive actions to create a gratifying lifestyle. Life lessons from me, your host, Joyce Barry, straight from the Coach's Corner. And then you will hear from our wonderful guest today. Folks, every day should be treated like a special day. We wish you the finest of friends, the opulence of opportunities, the magic of miracles, and the happiest of days. May this year be your best year ever.
Folks, I often say, may this be your best year ever. I certainly say it to clients, friends. A lot of my messages include that. And sometimes we have to do whatever we can to make it the best year ever. We can make a difference for other people. We can appreciate them. We can be grateful for all the blessings in our life. And I have to say that probably in the top five blessings of my life, maybe even in the top three, is having Beverly Nadler as a best friend, having her as our health guru, having her to do the segment, Here's to Your Health, every single Thursday. By having Beverly alone, it starts me off on my list of blessings because I'm very grateful and very blessed. She is an author, a powerful speaker. She's a poet, probably the best ever. I would say even including the names, you know, you have to hear her poetry, research her poetry. You have to check out her website, BeverlyNadler.com, because when you have an ace in the midst, you always want to keep that in your hand. My friend, author, poet, magnifico, Beverly Nadler.
Holy smokes. That is an introduction like one I have never heard or anticipated, and I thank you for that, and I have to say that my feelings for you are equally as wonderful, because you are very special. You are special as my friend, but you're also special in what you do for people with this show, how much information, education, motivation, inspiration you give people through this show, and I am blessed to be on it and be able to share knowledge and mostly information, but sometimes also motivation and inspiration to help people, because we sure do need to have a lot of help the way the world is right now. We need to really take care of ourselves. So thank you. Thank you for that.
And thank you for being here again on Thursday. I so look forward to Thursday, because I know this day on Thursday when I have Beverly Nadler, I know people are listening, people are checking out the show, people can't wait to get this information. So here we go, my friend, and certainly yours, Beverly Nadler.
Well, today we're going to talk about a subject that has to do with nutrition on fat, because it's very confusing. You know, there's the good fat, there's bad fat, there's trans fat, saturated fat, unsaturated fat, omega-3, omega-6. How can you not be confused with all of this? So I'm so glad for the people who are listening, because you will learn a lot about fat and finally know what's the right fat for you to eat and why fat is so important, which is what I want to start off with now, why it's actually essential. It's an essential part of the membrane that surrounds every single cell in your body, and your cells can't function without a healthy cell membrane. It's essential for our brain. Our brain especially needs, believe it or not, cholesterol. In fact, a medical doctor, psychiatrist that I was listening to recently said that 60% of our brain is actually made up of fat. So it's very important. Also for what's called the fatty sheath, which is called myelin, that surrounds each nerve fiber. Fats are needed for the absorption of fat-soluble vitamins, which is A, D, E, and K. Fats make hormones, which are some of the most important substances in the body. And gram for gram, fats are the most efficient source of food energy. Without enough healthy fat, you're going to be exhausted. Low-fat diets did not do us a service. In fact, the reason people were going eating low-fat diets is they're mostly to get thin. And the fact is, they have found, research has found, they got fatter. And one of the reasons for that is in the low-fat foods, an enormous amount of extra sugar is added to that. And the real villain, not only in weight gain, but in just about every health problem you can imagine, is excessive sugar.
You know, I never really thought about it that way until you just said that now. So we're misled by saying it's low fat, which it is, but we never equated it. They make up for it with the sugar, which is so unhealthy. So the way you put it in perspective was very, very valuable. I never thought of it like that, because I'm one of the people that would get fooled also. Oh, low fat, that's a good thing. Never thinking for a moment, I'm not one to stop and read labels. So thank you for making that point.
You're quite welcome. Fat also provides a healthier skin. One of the more obvious signs of fatty acid deficiency is dry, flaky skin. Also, the layer of fat just beneath the skin, which is called subcutaneous fat, acts as your body's own insulation to help regulate body temperature. Fat forms a protective cushion for your organs, many of their vital organs, especially kidneys, heart, intestines, are cushioned by fat that helps protect them from injury and hold them in place. So the protective fat is the last to be used up when the body's energy reserves are being tapped into. Now, here are some facts that may surprise you even more, and that is the Inuit Eskimo traditional diet contains 60 to 75% of saturated fat. And I'll talk about the difference between saturated and unsaturated fat in a minute. But saturated fat mostly comes from meat and meat types of foods and has been considered bad fat. Okay, so there, 60 to 75% of saturated fat comes from seal and whale blubber. Two-thirds of the traditional diet of the Maasai tribe in Kenya comes from saturated fat from beef, cattle, and whole milk. Neither the Inuit Eskimos nor the Maasai develop heart disease or any other chronic health problem unless they start eating Western-style junk food.
So you get the saturated fat in beef. But what I wonder about that, I'm someone that when I buy beef, I love beef, I cut off all the fat. So are they referring to the fat that's surrounding that piece of meat you bought, or it's inclusive in that piece of meat as well where it may not even be visible?
It's included in that piece of meat. So you'll see there's sort of like white spots in the meat, the veins that white, and that's fat. There's always fat in the meat. But and it's fine to cut off that fat. We generally get enough, most Americans get enough saturated fat. My point here was that saturated fat, which these two tribes are eating, the Eskimos and the Maasai, with all the saturated fat they're eating, and you know, saturated fat has such a bad reputation, they don't develop heart disease unless they start eating Western style food. So let me tell you the difference between saturated fats and unsaturated fats. Saturated fats are usually solid at room temperature, like butter and any kind of thing from animal sources, and mainly from meat and whole milk products. But there are also plant-based sources of saturated fat, which happens to be extremely healthy, which is cocoa butter and coconuts. And the coconuts, we're learning so much about coconut oil. It's an antibacterial, an antifungal, an antiviral. In other words, it kills germs. It increases energy and circulation, promotes heart health, supports thyroid function, increases metabolism, aids in digestion and weight loss, acts as an anti-inflammatory, boosts hormone production, relieves allergy symptoms, and fights yeast infections. This has all been, I don't know if it's just been discovered recently, but there are numerous papers, scientific papers, written about the value, tremendous value, of a saturated fat, which is coconut oil.
I want to go back to butter for a moment. So you're saying butter is a saturated fat, but I'm willing to bet that you're going to say margarine is a poor substitute, and that's not good for you either.
Butter is not bad for you. If you have butter from grass-fed animals, butter is not bad for you, and even in moderation. You know, you're not going to eat it like, spoonfuls at a time. It's a healthy food, actually, organic.
I thought you said it goes into the category of saturated fat. I heard that.
Yeah, but I also said that coconut oil, and I just read the enormous amount of things, so it does go into that. Margarine is a trans fat. It is the unhealthiest fat on the entire planet. There is nothing worse for your body than a trans fat, because what a trans fat is a... It's when they actually, the food processing, what they do is they hydrogenate the oil, and they are only found, except for margarine, which is found on its own, but you'll find it in processed foods, it says hydrogenated or partially hydrogenated oil. And what that means is that the fatty acids, carbon molecules, are saturated with hydrogen. And this is accomplished under tremendous pressure, temperatures up to 410 degrees Fahrenheit. This totally destroys any nutritional value that the oil had to begin with. And so you could say, well, why would they do this? Well, the food industry uses hydrogenation because hydrogenated oils don't spoil, and products containing hydrogenated oils will have a much longer shelf life. So the food industry does not really care that much about health. Now, there is a part of the food industry that cares very much about it, and they advertise that they're organic and they're natural and they don't contain any trans fat, but they are extremely healthy. They also increase bad cholesterol, and they don't increase the good cholesterol. And the major studies have come from American Medical Association, New England Journal of Medicine, and they show that trans fat acids are the worst type of fat, especially in terms of heart attack risk.
Wow, I appreciate what you're saying about that. I'm one of the people that had no idea what the differences were, but you have moved on from unsaturated fat, and I'm still not clear what you want to say about that. The examples what it means.
Joyce, you specifically asked me about saturated fat. So I answered that question.
No, I agree. And I said I'm still confused about unsaturated fat.
Well, I didn't get to that yet. If I'm answering
your
question.
Oh, okay. I thought I missed it somehow. I'm sorry.
No, you did not miss it. We didn't talk about it. We talked about saturated fat.
Okay, good.
Okay. So you know that most saturated fats are not good for you, particularly just in small amounts, but coconut oil is good for you. And a certain amount of saturated fats are essential. But unsaturated fats are liquid at room temperature. They can be monounsaturated or polyunsaturated. What is the difference between them? It's mono. It means that there is just one hydrogen bond in it, and poly means that there is more than one. And that's about as much as we need to know, because it has to do with a whole chemical biochemistry thing of exactly how these foods are broken down in the body. But they both, whether they're mono or polyunsaturated, they're considered good fats and should be included in the diet. And they're usually obtained from plant sources, but also fish, especially salmon and also sardines are very good sources of unsaturated fats. And they are also found in nuts and seeds, vegetable oils, olives, avocado, and as I said, fish. But I don't want you to think you must cut out all saturated fat, because they're actually needed. One of the things that saturated fats actually do is that they are important for the function of the cell membranes. They're important in a limited amount, again, for the heart, the lungs, hormones, liver, immune system, again, in moderation. So it's not something to totally get rid of. And in fact, there have been huge papers coming out recently on why we must go back to saturated fat. What generally happens, I find, with information as it comes out, is when we've gone so far in one direction, then somebody starts, or some bodies start researching, what about this? And then you get the impression, we should go in this direction. It's all in moderation. We have to be intelligent about the way that we eat and the way that we, with the things that we drink and what we do with our diet. And yes, it does require that we're going to have to read labels. That becomes very important. Some of the fat that is necessary, for instance, is the cholesterol from eggs, because the brain functions on fat, but the fat that it functions on primarily is cholesterol. So, and of course, eggs have finally come back into being popular again. The research on it has been around for, I don't know, 50, 60 years, how they're not unhealthy, but it's only recently that the powers that be have declared, oh, it's okay if you eat eggs now, they're actually healthy.
Well, I must say that what you're talking about, in some things it's fine if you use it in moderation, but I have to say there's one thing that should be included in every diet, unlimited, not in moderation, is your appetite for this show. You should be listening every day. It is so healthy, healing, and inspirational. And here, in the words of our wise health guru herself, Beverly Nadler, so please listen up.
Listen to me. I have something to say about a wonderful way to start your day. A way to stimulate your mind and increase your energy, make you feel so good. And guess what? It's free. Weekdays at 11 a.m. Eastern, hear the Joyce, Barry, and Friends show. You'll find it on the internet, on Blog Talk Radio. This show is upbeat and fun and very inspirational. It's informative, educational, and very motivational. There's the Coach's Corner, great quotes and news. There are suggestions, perspectives, and advice you can use to enhance your life and improve your health, plus clever, simple ways to increase your wealth. Joyce's perceptions and personality will keep you captivated, and her guests from many walks of life will always keep you fascinated. When Joyce and her friends speak, it's like you're in the conversation. This is part of what makes her show so unique, really a sensation. For Joyce's friends are not only the guests you're listening to, they're everyone who is tuning in. Yes, I do mean you. So refer your friends and family. They'll be so pleased to know. And let's make Joyce, Barry, and Friends the number one internet radio show.
And folks, we encourage you to partner up with us in having that happen simply by going to joycebarryandfriends.com, B-A-R-R-I-E, Barry. And right under my picture on the upper left of our homepage, you will see it says follow. Please click on that, become one of our followers, so you need not miss any of our extraordinary shows. JoyceBarryandFriends.com. And I want to thank all of you who did become followers in the hundreds. Many people from all over the world, they hear a show, they get inspired, and they don't want to miss any other show. So please do become a follower. Back to you, Beverly.
Also, I want to add to that. Thank you for the poem. It was a great pleasure to write that. It was an inspiration, and I know it really says what the show is about. But I do want to mention that if they cannot listen to a show, you can always get the shows by just going to Joyce, Barry, and Friends, and there's a menu, and just put in the subject that you want, because it comes to health, covers almost everything, but you'll find if you put in motivation, inspiration, anything, a whole bunch of shows are going to come up for you. Comes into nutrition, most of those shows are going to probably be shows that we've done together, Joyce and I, but don't miss that. You don't have to be on, although it's nice to have you on, but you want to get as many of these shows as you can, because I don't think there's any program out there that is anything like this one.
I'll say that's true for me as well. But I want to say, when Beverly said if you can't listen, she's saying if you can't listen live when we are live, which is 11 till 12 Eastern time, 24/7 for your listening pleasure, shows are archived. And yes, you can put a topic on the upper right. You can also put the guest that you want to hear again. So if you put in Beverly Nadler, all her shows will come up. So that's another way that you can find it out. Again, 11 to 12 Eastern around the world and in our archives 24/7. 24/7. One other website before we move forward that is a must is BeverlyNadler.com, N-A-D-L-E-R, BeverlyNadler.com, to find out more about Beverly, her programs, her books. Beverly, you want to just share something about what makes your website special?
Well, it is a tremendously educational website on all aspects of health and healing, and especially on what is really my favorite subject. As much as I love nutrition and how important it is, my favorite subject has to do with the universal laws and the power of the mind. A lot of information on that. Also, there's a special source place where you can actually find many sources for some of the best products and services out there. And that's a when I say fairly recently added websites. I took a great deal of time to find these websites for you. So in addition to the information about me and my the classes, seminars, the poetry, the news and information, there is also a great source. And also my books, and especially Vibrational Harmony, which is I guess it's really my favorite, and it's also Joyce's favorite because she wrote the foreword. So if you choose to find out more about that book, and I certainly hope you do, be sure that you read the foreword by Joyce.
She wrote a brilliant book, page to page, and what does she stress whenever she talks about the book? Don't miss reading the foreword. So I thank you for that. I just want to address all of you out there who just heard what Beverly and I shared about our websites, about where to access information, and you're thinking, wow, I really have to check that out, and I will do that someday. I'll check out the website someday. I'll check out these health products someday. I'll check someday. So for those of you who actually believe there is a someday, I wrote this for you. Someday, an original poem by yours truly, Joyce Barry. I went to my calendar and took a look. I discovered that someday was not in the book. I looked carefully, for someday I did seek, but only Monday through Sunday appeared on each week. I got really confused. This was not funny. I always said someday I'd make very good money. I always said someday I'd get everything done. I always said someday I'd be number one. I always said someday this and someday that. Someday is starting to sound like very old hat. I became very sure that something was wrong. No someday on my calendar all along. I thought everything I wanted would come to be. It would happen someday, I kept telling me. It was someday, I kept telling you, that all our dreams were sure to come true. How shocking to discover that all along, someday was not in the calendar. How could I be so wrong? How could I not know that why I was stuck was that someday would never, ever show up? There wasn't a calendar anywhere, none to be found, that had someday in it, it would never come around. I always knew that if something is going to be, I am totally responsible. It's all up to me. I thought of my goals and made a new list. How exciting to realize that someday did not exist. Now I really know without any doubt that Monday through Sunday is in and someday is out. So I ask you women, I ask you men, I ask myself, if not right now, when? Wow.
Someday. That is a magnificent poem and so accurate because most people are stuck in a program pattern. Their brain just does not connect with, hey, I have to make a change. Change is something that people don't want to do but we are here to give you some of the reasons why you need to make a change. And I would say that doing it right now is so important.
Starting right here, right now, on this extraordinary show, The Skinny on Fat, with our health guru, Beverly Nadler. Please, if you find someday in your calendar, you send it to me, and we'll send you some sort of prize, since you have the only calorie in the world that has it. I dare say you won't find it anywhere in the world. Back to you.
All right, now we're going to talk about essential fatty acids. You often see it as EFA, and you might have wondered what that meant on a label if you read the labels, but it's essential fatty acids. And the reason that they are essential is because your body cannot synthesize them. In other words, your body cannot make them in your body. Your body makes a lot of these things that are necessary, but it cannot make the essential fatty acids. They must be obtained directly from food, and they fall into two groups, depending on their molecular structure, omega-3 and omega-6. And most people have heard of them, so I'm going to clarify what they are. There's also omega-7 and omega-9, but these are not essential because our body is able to synthesize them. So omega-3 fatty acids significantly reduce the dangers of heart disease. They also show benefits in arthritis and other inflammatory conditions because of their ability to reduce the production of inflammatory proteins in the body. The best sources are fish, especially Alaskan Atlantic salmon, not so much farmed salmon. It's followed by Atlantic mackerel, herring, anchovy, bluefish, and sardines. And other sources are flax, chia seeds, walnuts, some green vegetables, and wild rice. And by the way, wild rice is not rice. It's actually a grass.
When you say salmon and sardines, that was also in the category of unsaturated fats. It's also an omega-3 category.
All the omega-3s and the omega-6s are all in the category of unsaturated fats. Saturated fats. Are those primarily, as I said, from meat, dairy products, and also we have a few, the coconuts and cocoa butter, but mostly they're not. The omega-3s and the omega-6s are another category, and they're the category with what I just read. Also, omega-6 fatty acids, even though we have an abundance of them, which I'll explain in a minute, they play a part in nerve function, in skin health, wound healing. Their primary sources are corn, canola, safflower, sunflower, and soybean oil. They're used in cooking, and they're prevalent in packaged baked goods and cereals. The omega-6s are also in eggs, poultry, some nuts, and seeds. Now, the important thing to understand about the omega-3s and the omega-6s, and this is quite important, is there is a ratio that should be established. We need both of these kinds of oils, and the ratio should be in the range of 2:1 to 4:1, 2 being for the omega-3s, 4 being for the omega-3s, and just 1 for the omega-6s. The omega-6s should be much less than the omega, much less than they are. The ratio is so important because the 3s are anti-inflammatory and the omega-6s are pro-inflammatory. Now, you might be thinking, well, what do we need any pro-inflammatory? But think of wound healing. Whenever you have whatever is happening in wounds, you actually need inflammation for that healing. But you do not need it after that. What we need is we do not want the kind of inflammation that is now being going on within the body. There are serious diseases associated with this imbalance. And what we find now is that the ratio has become so absolutely absurd, to the point where we sometimes have 14 to 24 times more omega-6s and omega-3s, and I need to go back and make a correction, so please note. I said should be in the range of 2 to 1, 4 to 1, omega-3s to 6, and it actually is omega-6 to 3. In other words, we should have a little bit more of the omega-6, 2 to 1, although some authorities say they should be equal. But the typical American diet contains 14 to 24 times more omega-6s than omega-3s, which is one of the main reasons why there are so many conditions now, illnesses that are caused by, then say, by inflammation. We've got too much inflammation. And this is a huge problem. And the reason that we have so much of this is because of all of the processed foods that we're eating. You see, acute inflammation is important. We need it to promote healing and repair, dispose of toxins, prevent the spread of toxins, prepare the site for tissue repair, and minimize tissue damage. This is very important, and it is omega-6s that do that. But that's acute system. We only need acute inflammation, in other words, for a brief time. They are necessary for that, the omega-6s. But if there's too much of them, we will have chronic inflammatory responses. And that is very dangerous. A number of serious diseases are associated with an imbalance of EFAs, an imbalance of the essential fatty acids, meaning too much omega-6s. And I want to stress again, you will find this in your packaged foods, in your processed foods. These are the ones that they use. So it's very important to maintain a ratio, which means you want to have a lot of foods that contain the omega-3s.
Well, this interesting is just so important. I had no idea how little we know about this stuff, so I thank you so much for bringing it to our attention.
Thank you. It is a lot of research to get this, because there is so much of the research is in the terminology that only a scientist, a biochemist could understand. So to break it down, and I do want to give you it's sort of what I would call a synopsis of what's healthy, what's not healthy. So for good health, avoid cooking with omega-6s. Don't use corn oil, which is probably one of the most popular, canola oil, safflower oil, sunflower oil, or soybean oil. Do not use them, and reduce processed foods that contain them. And you'll know if it's contained because you'll read the labels. Those of you who are going to read labels, increase your consumption of omega-3s from wild fish, flax, chia seeds. Also use the healthy fats. Again, what I mentioned before, coconut oil, virgin olive oil is very good. It's not so well recommended for cooking, because what happens is there is a smoke point that becomes very high if you use olive oil in cooking. And we need to have a low smoke point. Now, what do I mean by a smoke point? When an oil or a fat is heated beyond a certain temperature, which differs for each oil, it will smoke. It becomes unstable, creates free radicals, which is a source of carcinogens. So refined oils have a higher smoke point. Olive and most refined oils have a low smoke point, means that it will smoke at a lower temperature. So be careful when you're using them for cooking and frying. Here's some oils that are okay to cook with: avocado oil, olive oil, as I mentioned, should be done in moderation and at a low point. Ghee. Some people don't know what ghee is. It's actually butter with certain factors removed from the butter, and it's an Indian food that has long been considered very, very healthy. It's spelled G-H-E-E. Coconut oil is also good. They have a high smoke point and do not contribute to excessive omega-6 either. So they're okay to cook with, and they're not contributing to unhealthy fats. Let's see. Unhealthy fats are commercial refined vegetable oils that are extracted with heat and a solvent, and then they're bleached and they're deodorized. And also, and corn oil is in that classification, but also most corn oil is made from genetically modified organism corn, which is not healthy. We've done a lot of shows, not a lot, but several shows on what the problems are with GMOs. Also, cottonseed oil, which is very, very heavily sprayed, so you don't want to use that. Hydrogenated, partially hydrogenated fats, the trans fats, and there's Crisco, Spry, most margarines, are not just unhealthy, they are literally poison to your body. According to the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, 12% of all processed foods contain at least one partially hydrogenated oil. So please read your labels carefully. As previously mentioned, you don't want food that is zero fat, unless, of course, it's a food that normally doesn't contain fat. But when a label on a packaged food normally says fat is zero, it almost ensures all of the extra sugar. Not only extra sugar, but sugar from GMO corn or GMO sugar beets or the worst sugar of all, which is high fructose corn syrup. You can see that listed as HFCS, which I believe the food industry prefers that you don't know what it means, so you won't pay attention to it. But these are very unhealthy. So when it claims a zero fat, it actually is unhealthy. And as a matter of fact, there's another tricky thing that's done with labels. They can contain fat or trans fat. It's legal to claim zero if the food item has less than 5 grams per 0.5 grams per serving. In other words, 0.5 gram per serving. And to get around this law, food companies list an unrealistically large number of servings on the label. And maybe you've noticed that. Sometimes I'll pick up something and I'll see, what are you kidding? For the amount of servings that particular food says that it has, because it's unrealistic. Nobody's going to eat like a quarter of a cup of something or a half a cup of something, but this gives them the right to list that it has zero fat or zero trans fat. So again, it's very tricky, and obviously there's so much that can be said about it, but I hope that in this brief time I've been able to give you some differentiation and some place to start when it comes to understanding fat. And if we got a lot of information that you couldn't get immediately, I suggest that you just listen to the show again. All you need to do is put into on the menu on this page, that is Joyce Barry and Friends homepage, is put in the skinny on fat. And you can listen to the show again. And, of course, you can do that with any show.
And it's right on top. It's always last show first. So for now, you'll find it right on top. Folks, you're listening to Beverly Nadler, our esteemed health guru. She is giving you the magical keys to good health. And I want to reinforce magical keys. So here is my take. The Magical Keys, an original poem by yours truly, Joyce Barry. Are you a mover and a shaker? Are you a barrier breaker? What is your personal code? Is it to be in a positive mode? When you're getting your job done, are you happy and having fun? There are 24 hours in a day. Are you using them in a constructive way? There are 168 hours in a week. Are you operating at your peak? Look for miracles and know they will come. Then you are blessed to receive each one. Every dream you want to come true, ask the universe to give it to you. Focus on having good health. Focus on unlimited wealth. Focus on everything you say to bring great opportunities your way. Focus on people both near and far that really love you for who you are. When you work and when you rest, visualize receiving all the best. Believe and know you can have it all, even when you're up against the wall. Believe it as well you should. Believe it when you're feeling good. Believe it when you're feeling blue, then feel good to make it come true. The key is to get energized. The key is to get vitalized. The key is to get ignited. The key is to get excited. So, as you can plainly see, each one is a magical key. These magical keys will open your door to having all that you want and even more. So there you have it, folks, the magical keys to having it all. And on every show, on every Thursday, here's to your health, you are given magical keys. So do focus on it and go into action about it. If you just take notes and put it in the drawer, you'll have the smartest drawer, believe me. But you want to be the smart one by going into action. Beverly, what do you want to say as we're starting to bring it all together?
Well, I'd like to refer people to another site, vibrationalharmony.biz, where they can actually download my free ebook on laws of the body, and they will find in a very large section on food and everything I spoke about today and more about fat is also in that ebook, which is a actual book. It's not just a few pages. Again, that's vibrationalharmony.biz, and that is a gift that I am offering to all of your listeners today.
You want to take advantage of that because the gift from Beverly is a gift worthwhile receiving. Anything you want to say in summing all this up? I'm sure you're going to have a poem of your own today, correct?
I have a poem which has absolutely nothing to do with this show, but it's a fun poem. In fact, it's called You Have Any Fun. What I want to sum up is that you need to watch your diet, watch what you're eating. Be careful that you do not have too much of the omega-6s, not too much of the saturated fat, but that you include all of this in your diet, but in amounts that we have recommended specifically on this show. So need to go get some coconut oil, by the way, nuts and seeds, and enjoy the meat that you eat, but you certainly don't want to eat it every day. But some people, you know, actually need meat, and there are vegans who say no, but some I've met some myself who actually should be having some meat, but that's a whole other thing, different types of metabolisms. I'm talking about moderation and you getting all of your nutrition as best as you can, but have the knowledge. That's what's so important. That's why I'm recommending that you can listen to this show again and also download the vibrationalharmony.biz, the book on there, which is specific about the laws of the body, and nutrition is a very big part of it.
So let's hear that poem on fun.
Okay, did you have any fun? Time passes and minutes seem to fly. What have you done today? Time passes and the hours go by. Did you have fun today? Did you see anything that made you smile? Did you do something new even for a while? Did you make the time to partake of life's treasures? Did you take the time to enjoy life's pleasures? Did you turn on music and let your soul sing? Did you gaze at the sky and follow birds on wing? Did you take a risk without saying, could I? Did you dance in the moonlight without saying, should I? Did you hold someone's hand and let them know that you care? Did you whisper, I love you, without feeling fear? To take time for quiet introspection, to know the serenity of inner reflection, to give into laughter and unrepressed joy, like a child playing with a favorite toy. It's sad to be so engrossed in your duty that you can't appreciate life's beauty, to be so busy with responsibility that you neglect your spirit and lose your facility. Yes, time passes and night falls. Dream time awaits and slumber calls. And the thing that really matters when day is done is your answer to the question, did you have any fun?
That was awesome. And I want to add that it has everything to do with this show, because if you can take anything that you're doing, be it exercise, eating properly, and turn it into fun, finding some way to have it be fun, then you've really accomplished something. And speaking of fun, I want to put you in touch with my website, joycebarrie.com, my official website, B-A-R-R-I-E, and you'll find out all about my coaching, my seminar programs, and testimonials are there from people in all walks of life, people just like you who want to utilize personal and professional coaching. And here are some of my favorite testimonials, and I promise you, they are fun.
Joyce Barrie is an outstanding success coach. She is a master coach, the best of the best. Here are just a few of her clients who want to endorse her. Marlon Brando.
Hiring Joyce as a coach is an offer you can't refuse.
President Bill Clinton.
I did not have sex with that woman. I did not have sex with Joyce. She is my coach.
Sylvester Stallone.
Yo, Adrian, Joyce is the best coach, you know. She helped me train for Rocky.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I hired the Joycenator because no matter how much I may drive her crazy, I know she'll be back.
President Ronald Reagan.
Well, Joyce, Nancy and I just love you. There you go again. Win one for the Barrie.
Elvis Presley.
I'm all shook up about hiring Joyce as a coach. I'll get a little less conversation, a little more coaching.
Jack Nicholson.
If you can handle the truth, you want Joyce as your coach.
Johnny Carson.
I can hire Joyce as a coach? I did not know that. That is wild. Did you know that, Ed?
Charlie Sheen.
Winning. That's because Joyce is my coach. Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Woody Allen.
Are you crazy? This whole time I haven't had Joyce Barrie as a coach? You kidding me?
Hi, Ted Siuba, and I think and grow rich. If you were thinking about hiring Joyce Barrie as your coach, just do it, and we'll grow rich together.
And even Joyce Barrie herself.
What do Olympic athletes have that you don't have? A coach. Hire me and have this be your best year ever. If not now, when? I want that gold medal. I want to hire me.
Email coachjoyce@AOL.com. That's coachjoyce@AOL.com.
And folks, if you send that email to coachjoyce@AOL.com, J-O-Y-C-E, and put Beverly in the subject line dash facts, I always like to know what program inspired people to send me that email. You can make comments about the show, ask questions, make recommendations. Love to hear from you. And just for doing that, if you put Beverly, as I said, in FATS in the subject line, your name, phone number, and best time to reach you in the text, I'll be happy to call you and give you a free consultation on having a home-based business, if that interests you, and I'm happy to chat with you personally, so do send that email. And folks, if that's something that you're going to put on your to-do list, then I ask you the question, when are you going to do that? When will you send that email? When will you check out these websites? And if not now, exactly when? Please ask yourself that question, because that's what I ask everyone. Joyce Barrie and Friends, the number one worldwide internet radio show. This poem, an original by yours truly, is entitled, If Not Now, When? We are giving you the education. We are giving you the information. We are giving you the motivation. We are giving you the inspiration. What you really need to do is to put this into application. Do you want a transformation? You must use your imagination. It might take some perspiration. It's all in the preparation. You must really be sure there is no procrastination. It helps to have a fascination and very strong determination. You want a positive demonstration, achieve success in the administration. It really is the time. Give each show your consideration. What is your aspiration? What do you need for stimulation to get healthy and off that medication? To get wealthy, it's your destination. So make today the day for your participation. If you do, congratulations. If not, now, when? If not now, when? Just ask yourself that question. Beverly Nadler, health guru extraordinaire, what message do you want to leave our audience with today?
Take care of your body, because that's where your spirit lives. You're basically a spiritual being, but you're living in a physical body. And so many people who are very, very involved in the spiritual say, well, it's not really that important because mainly I know I'm a soul. And there are a number of people who neglect their physical body because they're so involved in the spiritual. And they regret it later. And one of them, by the way, is Ram Dass, who is a very, very spiritual man. And he is in a wheelchair now as a result of a stroke. And he said recently that I wish I had thought much more about my body and nutrition. So that's my message for you. Think about your body and nutrition. You will feel better. You will be happier. You will look better. And if you include healthy fats, you're going to have better skin. And you're just going to have a healthier heart and healthier life.
Thank you for that great message. Thank you for yet another great show. And folks, this is my message in a special prayer to all of you. May yesterday be the last day, the very last day of your struggles, your suffering, your ill health, your misfortunes, your problems, your pain, your worries, your troubles, your trials and tribulations. May this be the first day. It is the first day of the rest of your life. May it be the beginning of the very best of your life, with extraordinary wishes granted and dreams coming true. Make this the most meaningful year of making more money, good health, good luck, good fortune, attracting special people and opportunities, creating magical memories, and manifesting marvelous miracles. We wish that for all of you. And folks, we invite you to sing along with us, dance along with us, and laugh along with us. And you can do that right here, right now, to the Joyce Barry Mash.
I was listening to Blog Talk Radio when my ears heard something that I did know. From the speakers of my laptop I heard a voice. It was the White Oprah, also known as Joyce.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH. I felt so inspired by her show, and her poetry was just so good, you know. I want to listen to Joyce again and again. As Joyce would say, if not now, when?
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
the Joyce Barry Mash. Wow. Joyce knows all about having fun. She's a home business wizard and she's just begun. She's a coaching sensation for not just me or you or her. It's for everyone.
Then you can mash.
Do the Joyce Barry Mash.
Joyce Barry Mash.
She's a home business smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Do the Joyce Barry Mash.
Wow.
Have a fantastic day and listen to Joyce Barry and Friends.